Their ladies' night was going the distance.
You were providing a party bus.
Yes.
First of all, you sent it late. Was the air conditioning working?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Now, a business owner feels the heat.
Every time we called him to give him an update on our horrible trip, he would tell us that we were giving him a heart attack. Y'all just enjoy y'all's trip. Stop calling my phone.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Sheena Wells and Tamara McPherson are suing limo service owner James Alston for the return of his fees for not providing proper service.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 289 on the calendar, the matter of McPherson Wells versus Alston.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Which one of you two ladies entered into the contract with Mr. Alston's bus company?
We both did. I did. I'm sorry.
You did?
Yes.
And you are?
Sheena Wells.
Ms. Wells, was it a written contract?
Yes.
May I have it, please?
Yes.
So this is what I gather. You rented a party bus. You were having an event. You'll tell me about what event. You rented it from Mr. Alston. You paid for it in advance. And according to you, you didn't get what you paid for.
Correct.
You want your money back, plus other things, but mostly you want your money back.
Yes.
Now, the type of event, I'm just trying to test myself for my own entertainment. Type of an event was LNO, ladies' night out.
Yes.
It's not a birthday, it's not an anniversary, but LNO is ladies' night out.
Yes.
And you were going to Atlantic City?
We were going to New York.
New York from?
Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, you will pick up at the MGM Casino?
Yes.
In Detroit, Michigan.
That's in Detroit. I see. $1,300 plus a tip for driver, gas, and lodging. And you were providing a party bus?
Yes.
How many people were supposed to be on the bus?
Like 14.
How many people were in your party?
18.
Okay. So you have several complaints. One of their complaints, Mr. Alston, is that when your bus came, it came late. What time did it come?
He actually didn't send our bus, period. He sent a smaller vehicle, which was a Lincoln Navigator, which is nothing that we ordered. And I have photos of that as well.
I'd like to see it.
A stretch Lincoln Navigator.
I'd like to see it. And what time did the Lincoln Navigator arrive?
It was after 1.
So he was supposed to be there at 12:30?
Yes.
Okay. Well, clearly, this was an inappropriate vehicle for 14 people. She says 18. You say 14.
Right.
Clearly, I'm looking at this photograph, and this is an inappropriate car for 14 people. First of all, you sent it late. Got there at 1 o'clock, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And why did you send it?
I explained it to Ms. Wells that I would be about 30 minutes late because we had a previous run, and then we got back, we had to clean the bus up.
Is this your company or are you the driver?
No, he's the driver. I'm the owner.
You can stand up with him. So you were 30 minutes late and sent the wrong vehicle because you didn't clean up the right vehicle in time, correct?
No, Your Honor.
Well, that's what he says.
I understand what he says, but that's not correct, Your Honor.
Well, you want to tell me what's correct and tell me your last name.
My last name is Couch.
Mr. Couch, you were the driver?
Yes, I was, Your Honor.
What time did you get to the plaintiffs to pick them up?
I arrived at MGM at 12:02. I contacted the plaintiff before that around 11:30 and informed them about him not having the bus ready.
Okay. And what time was the bus going to be ready?
At first, Mr. Alston said the bus was going to be ready at 2 o'clock. I called the...
2 a.m.?
Yes, Your Honor. I called the plaintiffs to inform them that he was saying 2 o'clock, and that's when they told me that wasn't acceptable.
Right.
Yes, and I informed them that he said for me to come and get you in the Navigator, load the Navigator up, and then once the party bus was ready, he'll get it there, and we can switch everything and head to New York.
Okay. So the first thing we know is that they didn't get what they bargained for because they got a Lincoln Navigator instead of a bus. And I don't know how many people you're supposed to crowd into a Navigator, especially for an overnight, but certainly not 14. But what time did the bus actually get there, is my question.
The bus arrived once we got to the Paris, and that was around 1 o'clock.
Your Honor.
No way. No way. That's impossible.
Your Honor, Paris is only five blocks from the MGM hotel.
Well, but first you tell me that Mr. Ralston said that the bus wasn't going to be ready until 2 a.m.
Right.
How did it get there 10 to 1?
The driver called me on the phone and said that the bus was ready and that he was already downtown. He was doing service.
It took him about 10 minutes to even get the navigator out of the circular structure at the casino.
Okay. Next thing. Did you drive the bus?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Was the air conditioning working?
The air conditioning was working, Your Honor.
Was the air conditioning working?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
We even have proof of him unbuttoning his shirt because
he was
so hot.
I'd like to see it.
His jacket, I also have photos of his jacket being taken off while he was driving his suit jacket and is hanging on the chair.
Yeah, because I was going on a 10-hour drive.
No, no, no. Sit down, Mr. Couch. I'll bring you up again if I need you. When for the first time, Mr. Ralston, did the plaintiffs call to complain to you that the bus was not air-conditioned?
They never told me that it wasn't. They never complained.
They never did?
They never did.
You mean before today? They never told you that the bus was not air-conditioned?
After they got back, you know, from off of
After
the,
they got back.
They were saying that they had some complaints.
Mr. Ralston, so my question to you is a simple one. Mm-hmm. When for the first time did the plaintiffs complain to you that the bus was not air-conditioned?
I'd say approximately about 5 or 6 days afterwards.
Yes. What did they complain to you?
Well, I complained to them about they trashed my bus and they knocked my window out.
Is your answer to my question, Mr. Ralston, that neither of these two ladies complained to you that the air conditioning wasn't working properly?
Never.
We actually called Mr. Ralston about 2 days after our trip. All three of us were on the phone. I did the talking with Mr. Ralston. He cut me off before I can actually go through everything. I was very calm. He got very belligerent over the phone.
What do you mean he got very belligerent? What does that mean?
Oh.
He was talking over me. He wouldn't allow me to speak. I kept saying, can I ask you a question? And what my question was going to be is, are you saying that you don't feel that you owe us a refund? Before we can give him our complaints, he said that we trashed his bus.
If I can interject really quick, and he said that we didn't tell him, every time we called him to give him an update on our horrible trip, we reiterated each thing, and he would tell us that we were giving him a heart attack. Y'all just enjoy y'all's trip. Stop calling my phone. Quit calling me. And he stopped answering the phone.
Was the air conditioning working on the bus?
I will give this. The air conditioner worked. The air conditioning worked about 35% of the time. The other 65%, it was blowing hot air on top of being 18 ladies crammed in a party bus. So it was very hot, and it was approximately 85 degrees this weekend.
Did you discuss the air conditioning with Mr. Couch?
Oh, yes. All of the attendees did because we're like, we're hot. Turn on the air. What is going on? It's hot. We can't breathe. He's like, it's on. You can't feel it. It's on. You can't feel it. No. And we knew that immediately, even with us being picked up at night, we knew that that air was not working.
What is the age of this bus? Give me the year, a model.
2004-450.
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see the paperwork on the bus.
Judge Judy, may I speak?
Yeah.
Mr. Couch, I'm not sure if he called the business or if he called his son directly, but the bus driver, more than one young lady that was on the bus overheard the driver speaking with...
Can't tell me what somebody overheard unless you heard it.
Our witness did hear it.
Up here. Tell me your last name.
Barry. We was driving, and I was sitting next to Mr. Couch on the bus as a passenger. And he called Mr. Austin's son and was like, there's no air on the bus, and you told me to prop that window open. It just flew off in mid-drive.
So it's not funny at all.
It's not funny because
it wasn't funny to us.
When you have 18 women on a bus, that is a panic attack. So he told him to get off the bus on a freeway and go back and get the window.
We do have pictures of the missing window as well.
I want to see the year and make of the bus, Mr. Ralston.
And Judge, I know we're...
Shh. Yeah. All right, so the bus is 13 years old.
Yes, and they have used my bus from 09, and here it is. We have a picture with it.
Who used the bus?
These ladies.
Oh, that's good. Don't show me anything. These ladies had used your service before.
Down through the years.
Shh. The ladies had used your service before.
Yes.
Since 2009.
Yes.
Have they always paid you?
Yes.
And that's why you continue to service them?
Yes.
Have they ever asked you for a refund because the bus wasn't functioning?
No.
Well, why do you think they're doing it now, Mr. Alston?
Because they were on the road for 35.
No, I'm asking you, so I want you to understand my question.
Uh-huh.
You said they've used it regularly since 2009, so mm-hmm. they are familiar with your service.
Yes.
And they come back time and time again to use your service, and you mm-hmm. provide the service, which
yes.
suggests to me that in the past they have been happy with your service.
Yes.
And you have been happy with them as clients. Otherwise, mm-hmm. a smart person would not rent their party bus to them again.
Yes.
My question is, why do you think that this time, mm-hmm. unless there was something wrong with the service, that they are complaining?
Yes.
Because
it was 18 of them. The complaint was when I told them that 18 people was too many. And they was the itinerary where they going to New York and for 2 days. But they went to Ohio. They stopped there. They got went to nightclub.
What does that have to do with lack of air conditioning, sending the wrong bus?
That was the bus that they...
What? No, you sent them the wrong vehicle first.
No, you know, Your Honor, on their navigator, I told them I would complicate them with their... They said they want a couple stops downtown. I said, well, F5, you going downtown Detroit for a couple of hours? I said, well, if I'm going to be 30 minutes late, do you want me to send a navigator to take you out there?
And Mr. Ralston, you're double-talking me, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
We feel that our lives were at risk. And
the blowout tire, the rust is wet,
the sealed emergency window at the top.
Hey, stop it!
And later today,
you canceled the check for the car, so now you're driving around in a car that you didn't pay for, and you're complaining that the owners of the car came and repossessed it? There's something wrong with this America.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sheena Wells and Tamara McPherson claim limo service owner James Alston is responsible for ruining their ladies' night out. James is countersuing, claiming the ladies damaged his party bus.
Now, you have to give them back their money. They didn't get what they bargained for. They bargained for the same kind of trip that they had since 2009 from your company. A comfortable, professional way of spending 2 days that 18 young ladies planned. Put your hand down, Mr. Couch. That 18 young ladies planned for over a long period of time, probably saved up some money for a long period of time, and had been happy with your service before. Had Mr. Couch ever driven you before?
Yes.
Ever had any trouble with Mr. Couch?
No, he actually requested him.
So I cannot think of any reason, unless I know something about their psychiatric history, about why 2009 they used you. Did they use you in 2010?
Yes.
2011?
Yes.
No.
How many times, this is going to be terrific, times did they use your company other than this trip?
Let's see, three.
Three other times. Mm. All paid for. All satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Alston, this was not an appropriate trip for them. You arrived late and the bus was defective. The air conditioning wasn't working, and I would sue you too if I had to be on a bus from Detroit to New York and back on a bus where the air conditioning worked only 35% of the time. That's absolutely outrageous. Now, did you have to pay for him to sleep?
Yes.
How much did this company's part of the trip cost you? I know you gave him $1,300.
Yes, we did.
Plus the $200 that we paid Couch, our driver.
For what?
For driving.
Well, that's your prerogative. No.
We that was agreed to upon pay with for him. Alston didn't pay him.
Just a second. That's not
here. That's in the contract. Yes, it is.
Just says tip. You didn't have to pay him a tip at all. If you thought that he was an inappropriate driver, you didn't have to pay him a tip at all.
Well, I filled out the contract.
I don't care what you feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A tip is, it doesn't say how much the tip was going to be. You could have given him $5 if you wanted to.
That's good to know.
So far, he owes you $1,300. Was there any other out-of-pocket?
Yes.
What?
The room that Terrence was not able to sleep in because we had a busted window and he didn't want to leave it unattended.
Do you have proof that you paid for that room?
In addition to that...
No.
Okay.
Just get me the receipt for his room with his name on it.
It does not have his name on it, Your Honor. We have a copy of our bank statement showing the payment to the hotel.
No, we have the reservation.
And the reservation.
Does it have his name on it?
How can we get the
room
for him
with his name? The person's name.
What else?
Well, we feel that our lives were at risk, and so were everyone on the bus.
$1,300. Judgment for the plaintiff. The window was knocked out of your bus.
I'm sorry, there's one more thing I want to show you. The blowout tire. The rust is wet.
Listen to me.
Emergency window at the top.
Hey, stop it!
Judge Judy continues in a moment. and later today.
Let's talk about your possessions in the car.
Yes, ma'am.
You proved to me that you had in the car two iPads, my purse, and other items totaling $1,000, because I don't believe it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sheena Wells and Tamara McPherson claim limo service owner James Alston is responsible for ruining their ladies' night out. James is countersuing, claiming the ladies damaged his party bus.
Now, he is refunding to you what you paid him for the trip, which was $1,300. That he's going to do. This is not window one, two, or three. This is what he's going to pay you. Okay. Now, the window was knocked out of your bus?
Yes.
Now, it was knocked out of your bus for either of two reasons. Mm-hmm. Either because your driver tried to open the window or because one of the women tried to open your window because there wasn't enough air in the bus. Either way, you're not getting compensated for it. We understand each other, Mr. Alston?
Yes.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,300. Your counterclaims dismissed. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
You know, they got on, came on the bus to my shop several times, inspected the bus.
We feel that we were owed for pain and suffering. Our lives were in danger.
And if a bus was all that wrong with the bus, the
if the bus had have tipped over, we could have died. The stairs were rusted out. Ladies' heels were falling in. They could have tripped.
Why would they leave from the get-go? They got a free ride.
It was hot. We could have had a heat stroke.
Got to look it up and got a free ride to New York.
Don't rent a limo from the hood.
Goes to show you, don't rent to some hood ladies.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Brown versus William Johnson. Step forward.
Belinda Brown is suing car dealership owners Courtney Williams and Jermaine Johnson for the return of property, car repair bills, and harassment.
All right, this is what Ms. Brown's complaint is. That in September of 2013, she purchased a car from you.
Yes.
This is your boyfriend. You work for a car dealership?
I own the lot. He's the manager.
You own the lot?
Yes.
Okay. And she came in, she purchased a car, and she gave you $100 in cash.
Yes, ma'am.
And a $1,900 check.
Yes, ma'am.
And the rest of the car was going to be financed.
Yes.
Now, you buy the car, you drive off the lot.
Yes.
And according to you, you had some trouble with the car.
Yes.
So you had to have some work done on the car.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what happens when you buy a used car. And then you stop payment on the $1,900 check.
Yes.
And you didn't pay the finance company any money.
No.
And they came and repossessed the car.
It was payment for the car wasn't due yet.
Just a second. The $1,900 was due. Cancel that check.
Yes, ma'am.
So you hadn't paid for the car.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Now you're driving a car that you didn't pay for, and they came and repossessed the car.
Yes.
And I don't know what you want.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
They repossessed the car because you canceled the check for the car. So now you're driving around in a car that you didn't pay for, and you're complaining that the owners of the car came and repossessed it. There's something wrong with this America.
I have contacted Jermaine about the car. I was unable to steer the steering wheel.
Who cares? It's a used car.
Mm-hmm.
If you're old enough to drive a car and you feel responsible enough to drive a car, then what you do is you say, until I have my mechanic look at the car, I'm not going to buy it. But if you buy a used car, unless you have a warranty, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, you buy the car as is. You know that.
Yes.
So I don't know what you're complaining about.
I'm complaining about my possessions in the car.
All right. Let's talk about your possessions in the car.
Yes, ma'am.
You proved to me, because I don't believe it,
okay,
that you had in the car two iPads, my purse, and other items totaling $1,000. And I'm telling you, I want you to prove to me in 30 seconds that you had those items in the car. They said what was in the car was a car seat.
I have a bank statement showing that I took out $1,200 in July.
And?
I paid cash for my items.
Listen to me. I don't believe you, Ms. Brown. Your case is dismissed. Now we're going to get to their counterclaim. What you're counterclaiming for is you're countersuing for the cost of repossessing the car, which you're absolutely entitled to. You're absolutely entitled to the cost of repossessing the car. How much was it?
$542.
Judgment for the defendant on the counterclaim, $542. That's all.
That's it.
Bye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
When I tried to contact him about the car, he said he was going to pay me back for the for anything I repaired.
There was nothing wrong with the car. The car had been safety checked. It passed smog.
And then when we stopped to check, that's when he wanted to start calling.
When you write a bad check, you can't keep the car.
I'm just going to do like a regular Ford or, you know, Dodge dealership, a real dealership.
Pay your bills, you can keep your car.